It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the telephone right now, I have Ashley Yager. She is with USU, Utah State University, and they have an opioid informational dinner that is coming up. They did a few of these last year, and they've been totally revamped for this year. And this one's coming up on the 11th of November. That's next Thursday. And you know what? This is a great event. It's really centered around East Carbon because you can go get dinner at Miners Training Post and then go back for the webinar. And we're going to talk all about it right now. Ashley, how are you today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
This is a great time. I love talking to you guys about these kinds of this information. This information is great information. And you know what? Whether people want to admit it or talk about it, it's something that we definitely need to be talking about here in our area.
Yes, definitely. And sometimes stigma can keep us from talking about these issues. But the more we talk about them, the more that people are open and coming to events like this, the more we can make a big impact together. Because together, that's what it takes for us to make a difference.
Oh, most definitely. What do they say? It takes a village, right, to get things done. And so this is one of those things that is going to be a very informational evening. And so let's just really start with diving into it and talk about what kind of topics are you going to cover during this?
Yeah, so the USU Extension Heart Initiative, we're really excited to present this community opioid education dinner again. It's going to be delivered online as a webinar, as you said. We'll be talking about the current state of the opioid crisis in our community, as well as real-world ways that we can help support loved ones, learning about available resources locally. We actually have a lot of resources in Carbon and Emory counties, and like you said, right, this one is specifically for East Carbon, and we'll be talking specifically about resources and things that Carbon County residents have access to as well.
And that's another good reason to have these, because I don't think a lot of people realize the amount of resources that are out there. And if you just look, there are people that are more than willing to help you and find the help that you need. And is that really part of what this is going to be about?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. We have been working diligently over the past several years, actually, to make a resource booklet for our areas with a lot of community members and stakeholders. And we have so much to offer in our small cities that, you know, a lot of bigger places or more urban places don't have the resources that we have here locally. And so one of our goals is to really share those resources. So included in the swag bags at each of the events, people will get access to the PowerPoint presentation slides, so they get to keep all of the information that we talk about, take that with them, take notes. They get a resource booklet that has resources for specifically Carbon and Emory counties. And then also included in that swag bag is going to be the passcode for the event. So you must pick up your swag bag at the Miners Trading Post the day of our presentation, so November 11th, between 4:45 p.m. and 5:45 p.m. over there in Sunnyside, because that has the passcode for the event that will get you into our online webinar. And once you have that, it's very simple and very easy to get into the event. So we're really excited to share all of that information and those resources in those bags.
And you were talking about stigma just a moment ago. And you know, one of the things that I think people sometimes don't realize, and I don't know if you have any statistics or anything there in front of you, is we're kind of almost ground zero for this, aren't we, here in Carbon and Emory counties?
Yes, yeah. Statistically, we unfortunately lead the state in opioid overdose deaths as well as opioid prescriptions. So that's something that we do talk about in our webinar, is how Carbon and Emory, we are losing a lot of our loved ones to this crisis. And together, like I mentioned, right, it takes a village, like you said, to make a difference and to change and curb the tide of this opioid crisis that we're seeing here locally.
Okay, so then, once again, this is coming up November 11th. It's Thursday evening. And if people are interested or want to be a part of this, what do they need to do?
Yep. We have a very easy, quick online registration process. If you go to Eventbrite and type in Community Opioid Education Dinner, it'll take you right there. If you want to see other upcoming events and other upcoming webinar dinners, you can go to extension.usu.edu/heart. And within there, you can find our Community Education Dinner tab. And it has all of our upcoming events. And if you wanted to look at that on Eventbrite, you can just go to usu-extension-heart.eventbrite.com. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. We do have a few people who are managing the event. One of them is Chapel Taylor Olson, our health and wellness coordinator locally. Her email is chapel.taylor, taylor-olson@usu.edu. And so if people are interested and want to call, they can give us a call, they can email, whatever they want to do to reach out and get registered. We're just hoping we can get people. We have about half of the event full as of today, and so we still have about 20 more seats available for anybody who is interested in joining us.
All right, and I think that people also need to realize this is a free event, correct?
It is free, and I do want to point out that our participants, not only do they get a swag bag full of information and the dinner that is provided from Miners of their choice, there's a few different options. There's an additional added bonus for those who attend the webinar and complete the post-event survey. They can receive a $10 gift card and enter into the optional opportunity drawing for an additional $50 gift card. We give one of those at each of our events.
Okay. So if anyone is interested in this, it is a opioid education dinner. It's going on November 11th, and it's going to be mostly for the people in East Carbon because you're going to get dinner from Miners Trading Post. And if anybody has a question, they can, I'm sure, call the USU Extension office here in Price, and they could take care of them, right, and kind of steer them in the right direction.
Yes, they can. That number is 435-636-3276.
All right. Ashley Yarger with Utah State University. Thank you so much for taking out the time and putting on events like this. It's very important information that people need to know and know where they can get it. It's great information. And once again, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Dave. I hope that everybody will be there, and we look forward to seeing them next week.
All right. Once again, that's Ashley Yarger with USU Extension office here in the area. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.